This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Bucks Bulletin Edition for Week 2, Panthers at Buccaneers. It is brought to you by Brandon Legal Group. As a matter of fact, Brandon Legal Group created the Bucks Bulletin idea a few years ago as a spinoff of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. It is a fantasy exclusive matchup for the Bucks and their opponent every week throughout the regular season. And it just shows how Brandon Legal Group and I talk about various ideas for podcasts, for golf tournaments, and all they want me to communicate to you is that when you are in need of legal assistance, you need not ask what type of law they specialize in. You simply call them for a free consult. They service the greater Tampa Bay area. 844-4BLG4ME, 844-4BLG4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Look forward to seeing the normal foursome from Brandon Legal Group at the upcoming Todd Wright Tour XXVII. We are sold out for October 3rd at West Chase Golf Club, working with friend and very talented general manager Jared Atkinson. Where did that come from? Also won my foundation fantasy football league last year, but this year forgot to draft a kicker, as he said. And he was the guy who offered complimentary beer and hosted the draft in the clubhouse at West Chase Golf Club. So it backfired on him. Anyway, let's do it. Panthers Bucks fantasy preview week 2. You drafted Christian McCaffrey to play him every game. You're playing him here, even though the Buccaneers should put a firm test on McCaffrey from a rushing yard standpoint. McCaffrey roughly 130 yards in tandem offense last week, couple of touchdowns, continues to be excellent in converting red zone opportunities. Everything else with Carolina is less of a given. With new quarterback Teddy Bridgewater, new head coach, new offensive coordinator, many of you drafted DJ Moore as a wide receiver two. He didn't have a great game one, and it feels like what Carolina would like to do is evenly distribute targets amongst their top three wide receivers. So that's not good for Moore, but it means that there's value in Curtis Samuel and also in Robbie Anderson. So those three on the receiving end, and there's also talk about Bridgewater taking more shots down the field. One of the concerns about Bridgewater off his 5-0 performance with the Saints last year was his the short nature of most of those throws, as Sean Payton really coached up that Saints offense without Drew Brees and took a lot of the risk out of Bridgewater running that offense, and it won 5 straight until Brees could come back from the thumb injury. Now Bridgewater is being pushed, especially with these three weapons, to do more down the field, be more aggressive with those throws. Nothing at the tight end position excites me right now as it relates to Carolina, but there is value in the other receivers based on what we're hearing out of the Panthers and through one game for Robbie Anderson and Curtis Samuel. And if you're a DJ Moore owner, you're just hoping that he continues to get the majority of the targets and he can turn those into touches, receptions, and touchdowns. On the Bucs side of things, Brady's game was from a fantasy standpoint. There was a quarter and a half of garbage time, and you'll always take a quarterback getting you a rushing touchdown. So I guess it was a good fantasy game, although in my league I penalize quarterbacks for throwing a pick six. It's a -4, -2 for the interception, an additional -2 for the pick six. The theory being, if I'm going to give a quarterback 4 yards for throwing a touchdown to his own team, I'm going to subtract 4 points for throwing a touchdown for the other team. So that hurt Brady's numbers by throwing the pick six, which he's now done in his last three games. Mike Evans looks to be a go. He is saying all the right things about being, I guess he said, over the hump from his soft tissue problems. He played a ton of snaps last week. Bruce Arians has talked about how Tom Brady needs to get the ball more to Mike Evans, and especially with Chris Godwin, as we tape this right now on Thursday afternoon, still in concussion protocol, figures Evans would have a larger role in the offense, especially against a defense in Carolina's that's not as good or as talented as New Orleans. Keep checking status on Godwin. Right now, it doesn't look good. That could change as late as 11:30 a.m. on Sunday if Godwin is active. If he is not, I think it means more for Mike Evans. And you just hope Evans doesn't have any problems with the soft tissue injury in the game, playing on his natural grass surface at home may help there, but it's just something you worry about. Scotty Miller does look like a favorite target of Tom Brady. I view him more as someone to play in a daily game rather than picking him up and plugging him in as a wide receiver two or a wide receiver three this early. And Justin Watson should play more if Godwin isn't able to go. I don't know if Watson would have fantasy value in this game. It's not a leap of faith I want to take. O.J. Howard did receive the bulk of attention from Tom Brady of the three tight ends. Less so for Gronk, although Brady missed Gronk on what could have been a big-time catch-and-run opportunity. And Cameron Brate, I think, just had maybe two looks and sort of comes in three on the fantasy board at least for week one. So there's your fantasy preview as it relates to Bucks and Saints. It's a pretty high total in Vegas. It's not the highest total of the week, but it's close. So sure, the obvious starts, and I say this regularly on the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, through the first 2 weeks, you don't tinker with your lineup very much unless you see something really drastic, a player got hurt or benched. And it's a very rare year, first time, I guess, in 9 years, no quarterbacks were benched nor injured coming out of week one into week two. So there's stability there. Also, I don't know that there was a must grab on the waiver wire out of week one at the running back position or the wide receiver position, and certainly not quarterback because no quarterbacks were benched or injured. So bit of an odd start, but I still think you are starting your draft board and working from the top down. Personally, I'm making one change to one lineup this week at the third wide receiver position at the wide receiver tight end flex. And just because I got such great value in Aaron Rodgers as a backup quarterback, and Deshaun Watson, while he had a good game, you see how he misses DeAndre Hopkins. I'm going to go ahead and go with the hot hand and play Rodgers this week rather than Deshaun Watson. But in terms of your lineup, I would stick to a majority of the players you drafted to be starters at least through the first 2 weeks, unless they are injured or unless you have some drastic information that says, yeah, I can't play them this week. I have to find another option. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin is presented by Brandon Legal Group. You need not ask what type of law they specialize in. They are a full-service law firm, and they service the greater Tampa Bay area. Call anytime for a free consult, 844-4BLG-4ME, 844-4BLG-4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Talk to you next week.